What's Clear from the Very First Page of Mother by Maxim Gorky is that we the people don't know ourselves as stars, and that we are careless of our beauty. It made me sad to say that because I'm seeing it in my grandchild already. He's just two. And I believe the reason we don't know our beauty, is that we're never given time to stop, to see it. Power will encourage us to believe by means of its recognition dispensation rights that beauty exists only where it serves them. And for that, they'll dispense it. For qualities we exhibit that bolster their story, the story that legitimates the fact of rule itself, progress being the chief one. And by the by, have you noticed that whenever the people globally start to rise, they announce some new Mars expedition? I guess just to remind us and themselves who's in charge. And when we relinquish our gifts, it deepens our unconscious shame and self-betrayal, eroding our spirit from within. When we sell our gifts from earth, power didn't give them, yet they make certain they brand them to the highest bidder. Recalling that power has locked us in place by being global, by ensuring that we got nowhere else to go. When I read what follows from the opening pages of Mother, let's ask ourselves what the people he describes, what they could do, what they could have done to unseat that weight that power has placed to bias the world toward manufactured scarcity, uncertainty, to suit the narrow interest of the few. I suggest we do this because our situation today is no different, except in one very important respect. Nicola, hey, much thanks. Is no different from that of these men and women laboring in a Russian factory 100 years ago. But the distance from our present enmeshment may help us to see more clearly the lines and dimension of the trap. Help us see what some of us can't see in looking at our contemporary reality because we're too involved in it. It's like our water when we're fish. Some ancestors of heart tried to help us see how contrived, planned our enslavement, the poisoned fluid we swim in, by presenting it as a futuristic nightmare. For instance, George Orwell's 1984. Others, like William Shakespeare and Christopher Fry, tried to help us see it by showing that the past is in its essentials, in its relationships of power, and I'd put Karl Popper in this category, the same as this present that we're living. Still others, like Maxim Gorky, exposed reality directly by shining a bright light around it. Quote, the day had been devoured by the factory, whose machines sucked up as much of the workers' strength as they needed. The day was struck out, leaving not a trace, and man had advanced one more step towards his grave. But now he was looking forward to rest and to the delights of a smoke-filled tavern, and he was content. On meeting their friends, they talked about the factory, the machines, their foreman. They never thought or talked about anything not connected with their work. Their human relations were dominated by a lurking sense of animosity, a feeling as old as the incurable exhaustion of their muscles. And I would interject, especially the ones called the brain, the heart, the soul. People were born with this malady of the spirit inherited from their fathers. And like a dark shadow, it accompanied them to the very grave, making them do things revolting in their senseless cruelty. Unquote, Maxim Gorky, Mother. The wage work system gives us what thoughts power is comfortable with us thinking, thoughts designed to limit us to given functions, consign us to a life we do not determine, except in the sense of choosing chains. And the selection we're presented with is that fait accompli called the state, power aggregated. So this is us, if we care to admit it. Oh, be disturbed, madam, be disturbed to the extent of a tut, and I'll thank God for civilization, wrote Christopher Fry in The Ladies, Not for Burning. And it's essential that we start to care, because we are in a moment when the exhaustion is curable and this cycle of beleaguered spirit can be broken. And we look around and see no longer inevitability writ large, but possibility in the restless hearts around us, and to the degree that we back each other vigorously.